Well, hello everybody, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap that we love to talk about on the old bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam. Ben Mandelker's over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi, how are you?
Good, sweet guy. How's it going?
Doing so well. Just, you know, it's just having a fun week already.
I know.
How about
right?
You?
Loving it.
Okay. God.
I love it. Everybody, guess what? Today is the day for Real Housewives of Miami. But later this week, we are going to be touring. We're going back on, well, I mean, we're still on tour. We're traveling again this weekend to come see you guys. We're going to start in St. Paul on March 3rd. We're going to be doing Real Housewives of Orange County at the Fitzgerald. And then the next night, the 4th, we are going to be in Milwaukee doing our first ever Top Chef premiere recap. We're super excited for that.
Yeah.
And then in Chicago, the next night on the 5th at Park West, we will be doing Real Housewives of New Jersey. So go get your tickets for that. You can find tickets at watchwhatcrappens.com. We're also coming to Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Pittsburgh, Denver, San Francisco, Detroit, Columbus, Cleveland, and three stops in Texas, Houston, Dallas, and then at the Moon Tower Comedy Festival here in Austin. So go to watchwhatcrappens.com for tickets.
And also, Ronnie, literally while you were saying this, we just got an email and Chicago was sold out. Chicago is actually sold out. But if you have the capability and you didn't get Chicago tickets, like, why not come see us in Milwaukee the night before? Because they're pretty close. So sorry for those people who were who wanted to come see us in Chicago, but it has sold out.
Wow. Thank you, Chicago.
Yeah, thanks, Chicago.
Can't wait to see you guys. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. And everybody. Also, Crappens On Demand are a video recap. So if you can't make it live, you can watch a couple recaps a week over at our Patreon. That's also where we do bonus episodes weekly. We've been having a lot of fun with all of that stuff, so check that out. Tonight is our show Take a Seat on Spotify Green Room. That's an app. It's our live show where we talk to you. You talk to us. It's just a casual shoot the shit, the Bravo shit or TV shit show. It's not a recap show. So go check that out. That is for free.
Yes. And now, I want to mention Crappens merch. We haven't even talked about our merch this week, but like, go get some Crappens merch because it's awesome and cool.
Crappensmerch.com. Crappensmerch.com.
So, and now it's time for the season finale. The season finale of Real Housewives of Miami, which of course had me choke. I was like really choked up, obviously, because this was like, it was such, the second half of it was so sad. And this is the episode where Alexia's mom passes away. And, you know, in the trailer for the season, we saw that there was going to be a funeral. So I was sort of bracing. When they first started talking about Alexia's mom not doing well, I was bracing for this moment. But here it came. And of course, it's Alexia. Of course, it happens on the day of her wedding. Of course. So, God, but I was like really emotional, Ronnie. How were you? Did you get misty-eyed or am I just like a softy?
No, of course. I mean, look, it's super sad. I mean, what a way to end it. My God.
I know.
Thanks a lot, guys. Thanks.
Truly. But the good news is that the episode opens up with some real great petty fights, courtesy of Adriana and Larsa. And so we're like right in the middle of them having a fight at the Versace mansion where Adriana has accused Larsa of thinking that she's better than everyone else. And she's there in this room. They're having dinner. And Adriana's like, you know what? That's the problem with Larsa. Every time someone says something that she doesn't want to hear, she hits below the belt.
I mean, coming from Adriana, that is hilarious. You're literally coming after Larsa for no reason about the Kardashians. Okay.
Yeah.
And you're making me stick up for Larsa even for a second. That's not forgivable, ma'am. And she's like, no, I don't. What do you even mean below the belt? I only do feet. She's like, you just did it. You said you gave her Xanax. She goes, you inserted yourself into this conversation.
That's evil. It's evil. I have known you for more than 10 years. And back then when we were hanging out, you already had this attitude that you were better than everyone else.
Yeah. And Lisa goes, no, come on, no. And Adriana's like, you weren't even here, Lisa. She goes, actually, babe, I was here. No, you weren't. You weren't on that season.
And Marisol's just sitting there going, it is what it is. Just on the side.
So Marisol has had all of this, like, gay icon energy. Look at me, everybody, sipping from a glitter cup. But it's kind of gone by the end. I don't think she could. Yeah. She didn't really keep it up till the end of the season.
She really couldn't. It took a lot of endurance. And this would have been a moment for her to have a big gay icon moment. But, like, she didn't even try to do something like, you bitches are making my lashes fall out. Something like that. She just sort of settled into a sad... It is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, I was expecting at least some below the belt. That's my love language.
I know.
Something.
Give us some Jill FM interstitials, please. Anything.
Oh, well, you were here for a minute, and then you went back to Chicago, and then to LA, and then became Kardashian's minion, and then you came back, and you were a high horse.
And Larsa goes, that's in your mind, which I can barely see from this very high position I'm in, courtesy of this imaginary horse I'm riding.
Yeah, it's all in your mind. I've always been a fame-chasing asshole. It didn't just start a few years ago.
Yeah, she goes, I'm just so over with Adriana. She keeps trying to get me to talk about the Kardashians, and I'm not going to do it.
Yeah. I'm just going to get there. I don't want to talk about them. I just want to look exactly like them.
Yeah, Larsa, just a bastion of modesty over there. So Adriana is like, well, just because you were married to someone famous, you think it's just rubbed on you? And like, it's not true. Like, he was an athlete, not you. And Larsa goes, and who are you? Nobody.
I'm myself. Oh, there you go. That's the true Larsa coming up right there. That's why I say get off the high horse, you mean girl. You are a mean girl.
And then the camera goes over to Loretta, whose big moment last episode was that she walked through the doors, and the follow-up is her reacting right now with a and that's it. We never see Loretta the rest of the episode and therefore the rest of the season, but she gets a Chiron again.
And Larsa's like, you're bipolar, you are bipolar. It's very sensitive, Larsa.
I know. I mean, way to Jesus. Go. Glad. Thank you for using your psychologist degree there to diagnose that.
Yeah.
So then Alexia, of course, in true Real Housewives fashion, goes, Peter, this is supposed to be my bachelorette dinner. And like, I'm thinking like, okay, we're going to talk about all the drug dealers that we went out with in the 80s. I love you says that like it's a universal thing that we've all done.
I was ready for the conversation to be about me, not about them. And Lars is like, you know what happened? Okay, you lost where you were because you were on, like, a boat or something. Like, I don't even know where you were living. And you know what happened? Like, your stock dropped, okay? It dropped, and my stock went higher. So that's the difference.
Larsa is not very good at defending the position that she is not above everyone else. The way to defend is not to say, you dropped in life and I went up, and therefore I don't believe I'm above you. I just believe that I am up and you are down.
Yeah, she's like, you're poor. I mean, who are you? What were you, living on a boat?
And Adriana's like, you just said you're better than us. You just said it. You went up and you went up and we stayed down. She goes, I didn't say we. I said You went down.
Adriana's like, I think you were in this group of girls for 1 minute, and then you went to LA and you came back with a butt as big as Kim Kardashian, trying to copy Kim Kardashian, trying to become Kim Kardashian, which you're never going to be, by the way.
Which, thank you for saying it, Adriana. I have to say, I was on Adriana's side about this, and I was really glad that that was articulated. And Larsa goes, I could break you down in 2 seconds. Sorry you're tacky. Sorry you're bipolar. You're an alcoholic. Every time I see you, you're drunk. You must have bad vision as you get older because you're starting to dress like a clown. I was like, I appreciated the chaos of that read, but I don't think it was a very good one.
No. But is your vision bad? Also.
Oh, dude. Hey, do you have a club foot? Because sometimes when you walk, your gait is a little strange. I noticed that.
Whatever, bunion toe.
Nice split ends that you have sometimes when I see you.
You probably have an outie belly button, like a poor person.
hey, congrats on not always having an umbrella ready when it sometimes rains, then you get a little wet, and then you get your umbrella out, but it's too late because we already had our umbrellas out before you.
The whole fight about trying to capitalize off Kardashians for fame cracks me up, because at the end of Miami, they always put on Kardashians on this channel. Every single time it ends with,
you said you wanted to be my agent, but you only care about Kim, Mom.
Larsa's just in the background with like a with like a fake mustache and glasses on, pretending to be the butler.
Yeah. So Adriana's like, at least I don't sell pictures of my feet for $5 a pop. Which you would if you could. Okay, you tried. Yeah. I'm not gonna forget you about your little tutoring session.
And Larsa goes, well, you look like you're homeless.
Oh my God.
Just as obnoxious. You look like you're homeless, and you probably should. You look like you're home with your fat ass. Girl, bye. Like, what?
Fat, homeless, poor, and bipolar. Wow.
This is classic Larsa. If people don't know why we've always just despised Larsa, it's just these moments right now.
Yeah, because I think Larsa's done a pretty good job this season of not being the the worst, you know?
Right.
But she's like the worst. Never forget. She is the worst. Yeah. So Adriana's like, my fat ass, look who's talking.
Yeah, but mine is on purpose.
My ass cost me a lot of money, poor person.
My ass is in negotiations with a featured moment on E! Entertainment, and yours is on Peacock.
Oh, so Larsa gets up because she's so upset, and Lisa's like, please don't leave. And Larsa's like, Alexia, I love you. I hope you guys have fun.
You know what? And then she tells us she has mental problems and it's going nowhere. So guess what? I'm going to get into my nice car, go home, and spend time with my beautiful children in my beautiful home. Homeless person.
So Adriana's like, bye-bye, Larsa. Don't let the big door hit you on your big ass. But the door couldn't miss it. Could it?
And then Marisol chimes in to us and says, I'm trying to throw a beautiful bachelorette party and everyone's talking about everyone's ass. This is like asinine. Gay icon still? Anyone? God.
Is Steve just too busy to write your one-liners? I mean, what is happening over there?
Marisol, you got to see it all the way through, okay, honey? Like, you did a good job in the first few episodes, but you got to, like, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Yeah. So this is a Marisol-thon. It just like ends eight episodes with in.
Lame wordplay over the word asinine.
Which is nothing compared to my Marisol joke I just made.
So, Marisol-thon? True.
So Nicole sees her opportunity to chat. She's like, I have my car waiting downstairs too. I have to work. So, and now that Lars has been yelled at, it's my turn again. Bye. Bye, everybody.
Nicole is really trying hard to make waking up early a personality, you know? I have to get out of here. This malicious woman is over here. Malicious, malicious, malicious Marisol. So then, so then Adriana's like, Alexia, I'm sorry that this unfolded at your party. And she's like,
She goes, I'm sorry, I didn't mean this to happen. What are you talking about? You just started yelling at her.
It's true. And Alexia's like, well, don't do that at my wedding. Okay, at my bachelorette, I'm okay with, but like, don't start shit at my wedding, Peter.
You have to have an open heart with people, okay? Like, Peter. Open heart. And Johnny's like, oh my God, let's regroup in 15 minutes, everybody. Johnny, who's been like sitting there with his hands on his closed fists, like, yes. He's like loving this whole thing.
Yes, as would I. So now they all get in their pajamas, and now it's like late night bachelorette party antics. There's like the penis pinata's back, and like Alexia's sitting with the penis pinata, and then Lisa walks in and just starts punching it. And Lexi's like, no, you can't do that. Be sensitive. This is Peter penis, okay? Be sensitive.
Have an open heart. You have to have an open heart with penises.
You know what they call Peter? Sometimes people call penises Peters, like my little Peter. So like, Peter, he's sensitive too, you know?
So you know that James Kennedy is sitting at home yelling, slut, because there's strippers, there's dick donuts. I mean, James Kennedy is very upset.
I feel like I've never really seen the penis donut before, and I think this is a great advancement for bachelorette parties, because those donuts actually look delicious. There was like someone gave Julia some sort of like a chocolate glazed penis donut. And she was like, how do I eat? And I'm like, Julia, that is the most delicious looking donut. Please enjoy that. Stop holding it.
Ladies, stop complaining about the food. You carry eggs in your purse. Okay.
I know.
And she looks really confused about the taste of the donut. She's like, oh. So then,
it's her first donut, apparently.
Yeah, never had a donut. So then, pickle,
Russian pickle. You do it like Russian. Donut Russian and pickle.
Donut. Donut pickle. So, yeah, then a stripper starts grinding on Alexia, and she's like, oh my God, no, Todd is going to kill me.
And Adriana goes, this is lame. And Johnny goes, he has feelings. He's a human. And then they show the stripper who's totally hurt. He's like, God, I really hurt.
I'm sorry, guys. You just want to walk away. So he leaves. And then they start kicking the pinata. I'm like, I'm starting to understand why Lenny seems to be resistant to have sex with Lisa, because she has a lot of aggression towards that oversized penis. She's just punching it and kicking it. She was jumping on it. She dented it last episode.
So now everybody's going for the pinata. And Marisol's like, guys, look, there's stuff inside. And they're like, oh, yeah. So they look at like the condoms on the ground. They're like, ha, 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 ha.
I could have sworn I saw some, like, Welch's candies in there. And I was like, that's so Marisol. Guys, we're going to be around here. I'm going to put some Welch's candies in a pinata.
They're just, like, Yeti knockoff cups from Costco with glitter on them.
Who wants some Smart and Tasties? What are those called? The purple and white things? What are they called?
Who wants
some Smarties? You know Marisol with Smarties and pinata. Everyone loves Smarties.
Oh my God, I always resented those candies because I always got such bad grades. It's like, oh, fuck off.
And also because they taste terrible.
I wouldn't know.
Chalky. Yeah, I'm pretty sure there were some Welch's fruit snacks in there. I'll go back.
I didn't start putting Smarties in my mouth until I was an adult. Right, Steve?
I thought about putting Skittles in there. I thought, taste the rainbow. How about taste the pillow? Because I'm tired.
So Johnny is, you know, obviously the one who did all the planning for this. Like, Marisol's like, oh my God, I did everything. But this is all Johnny. Because he's like,
yeah.
Okay, ladies, next stop. Now look, more awkward strippers to dance with. And then look, there's more strippers with champagne. Look, there's a stripper walking up a staircase. Like, okay, Johnny, Jesus. Like, look, using someone else's dollar bills for your dick.
Yeah. I know. There was a lot of strippers in a lot of different locations. So we see a lot of this. And then it's like 4 a.m. and Lisa Hochstein's like, you know what? I'm hungry again. I'm like, yes, because of course Lisa Hochstein is hungry again. Of course. I mean, yeah. It doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure out that that's going to be an experience she has many times during the day.
She's the one who asks the stripper for food. This is not a straight, this is not a straight strip club. I was going to say this is not a straight strip club, but of course it is. I mean, I just, as a gay person, I would never. Only straight people are used to strippers giving them food. A gay person would never be like, can you give me some food? That's not what we do at gay places, okay?
Never. So now it's the morning, and the place is a mess. It's an affront to Versace. And Julia needs coffee so bad. And then Adriana's like, Larsa's so mean. She's like, so mean-spirited. And I don't want to start my breakfast with a mean-spirited person.
You started it. But also, I love that Adriana just can't eat breakfast with someone who's mean.
Can't have a mean breakfast. So then there's just like Alexia's calling Frankie, and Marisol comes in and she tells Alexia, oh, you look really hot. And Alexia's like, well, I am really hot. Oh, you know, Peter said so himself.
Who are you on the phone with? Hi, Frankie, it's Marisol, the gay icon.
He's like, gross, Mom. So breakfast set up. Everyone hugs at breakfast. And Lisa is doing the thing that you know that Lisa does every day at breakfast, taking selfies by the pool. She's like, look, it's me having breakfasts. Wow.
Isn't it amazing? Her her hair guys in the background just like clapping, like, you're doing great. So So Marisol's like, guys, I brought this china from my house because my mother bought it for me 15 years ago. And it's the first time I've ever used it. Wow.
And, you know, I feel comfortable here because I've been here with Madonna, my mom.
John Cicada. Who else?
So then we get a Bravo chef. Now this, I know. Actually, this isn't a Bravo, like a reality auditioning chef, right? He's like, yeah. ladies, and a guy. Oh,
I brought two kinds of caviar from Bulgaria. Yeah, he's like this really hot guy who is clearly like hired to bring out caviar to people. But he knows he's hot and he's just like milking it and also just auditioning for the cameras. He's like just very annoying. And he's like, we got two caviars. Okay, one is from Bulgaria and two are from like Russia or something. And so Alexia tries and she goes, oh, well, you know, like these two are from like Russia and this is the Bulgarian one. He goes, whoa, no shit. That is impressive. That is impressive right there. Wow.
No way.
I've never seen anything like that. Oh.
No way.
Stop it. Stop it right now.
Kiki goes, I'm wet. And he goes, you didn't even try the caviar yet. She goes, no. I'm wet. The chair, it's wet.
It's water on the floor. Kiki, here's the hot guy you've been asking for all season. And then you're talking about the puddle on the floor. So he's like, well, and he goes, I can feed it to you if you like. And they're like, okay. And he's just like, just sexually assaulting them with caviar. Mm-hmm.
So then, dun, 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 somebody's coming up the stairs. Dun, 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 dun. It's Larsa.
Yeah, Larsa's not going to turn down a free meal. So she's showing in and she has like, she put extensions in. So her hair is sort of like longer and blonder. And Adriana's like, oh, well, I'm certainly not excited to see Cousin It walk down the stairs.
Hi, guys. Even the poor people. Hi to all of you.
Here, Adriana, here's $5 to put in your cup. Good luck at the shelter tonight.
She tells us, I'm not going to let one little fly on the wall affect me having a good time with my good friend Alexia.
Also, there's cameras here. So then Lisa goes, I'm still hungry. And I love that Kiki goes, God, you had two little things of caviar. Of course you're still hungry. Idiot.
So Lars is like, I can tell that Alexia had a good time last night because she's beat today. Oh, well, I'm also a little uncomfortable with what happened last night. Let's get into it again so I can say, oh my God, I can't believe they're doing this at my bachelorette breakfast.
Yeah, and Larsa has now spent the night stewing over this, and she realizes that with Adriana, she's not really going to get anywhere because Adriana, you know, say what you will, but she's kind of just like she's just like a brick wall. When it comes to fighting, she's a brick wall. We all remember the very first Miami reunion, which I believe is what got them the season 2 pickup. It was just Adriana just yelling at everyone. And so Larsa decides, you know what? I'm just going to go after Julia because she looks like she's very, very weak. So that's what I'm going to do today instead.
Yeah. So she's like, I mean, I get along with almost everyone. And like last night, Julia, you said I wasn't open to you. Like, I mean, you never called to ask me to do anything. Like, so how could I have that kind of energy with you? Like, when you came to me, when have you come to me to get to know, like, me or my family? When have you came to me? Like, what else?
Oh, here we go again. Oh, here we go again. Adrian in the background.
What else can I do to make you feel open? Like, you want me to give you a lap dance? And Julia's like, you could.
If you want.
So Lara says, like, obviously whatever I'm doing is not good enough. And Julia's like,
well, every time we are sitting somewhere or having conversation, we're never connected. And I'm connected with every other girl. What pulled me back with this silly conversation about Instagram, I felt that you were making friends with me in real life, but it was not good enough if I don't have good enough Instagram account because I have 4,000 followers versus a million. What part of my entire storyline does not tell you I am married to sports icon?
I have egg in purse. And Lars
is that
like,
not good enough? Pickles, is that not good enough?
She said, I didn't say your Insta wasn't interesting. I just said you don't post. I mean, I just said that I looked at your Instagram and, like, you're not active. Larsa, you're such a shallow asshole. Who even says that to somebody? Like, you need more Insta. Like, this is your Insta? Ugh.
Like, literally, if someone doesn't post, it's almost like a dream. It's like, great. You don't. If they're not posting, that's the same as them as you not following them. So just follow, and then you won't see. Like... So I think it's worse for her. I think it's worse for her to follow you, Larsa, because she has to look at probably the same picture. Look, I'm going to look up Larsa Pippen's Instagram.
I'm sure it's terrible.
All right, let's do this. Let's do this right now. Let's see what great content Larsa Pippen is offering the world.
It's all her looking like making sexy poses, you know.
That's exactly what it is.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Hi, it's Larsa Pippen standing in front of palm trees. Here's Larsa Pippen in front of a pool with her chin on her hand.
Here's Larsa in front of another pool. In front of a Louis Vuitton logo. Whoa.
Sending you love and light, Larsa Pippen standing by a pool. Oh, just... Larsa Pippen in front of another pool. I'm a dog lover, are you?
Just in case these shots of a bikini, of Larsa Pippen in a bikini in front of Louis Vuitton signs wasn't enough, here's a couple with me as a dog. Please press heart more times.
Here's the picture of me, once again, my favorite combination, pool, dog. They can't compete when they can't compare. Emoji with a halo.
Yep. There's her in the NeNe Leakes silver reunion dress. Let's see. God, this is some face tuning. Larsa, give me a freaking break. She's ridiculous.
It's called this personality tuning. Too. I would say, I know. Oh, this is my favorite. This is from February 13th. So it's clearly Super Bowl Sunday. So it's Larsa sitting by the pool. She's face tuned her face to look like, what's her face from Raquel from Vanderpump Rules. And she goes,
who's winning today? Rams or Bengals?
It's just her sitting on a towel next to the pool. Like, nothing about this connotes anything about the Super Bowl or football or sports at all.
Also, she never changes her face. Every single facial expression is... Like, her mouth is closed, it's not smiling, and nothing's moving on her face. It just looks like someone smacked her on the back of her head and ran away with her purse. And she's like...
There's a picture of her at a table eating, holding up chopsticks, probably from the show, and her caption is,
what was I thinking? LOL.
A question that has yet to be answered when it comes to Larsa Pippen.
Oh, I want to find the chopsticks one. And then there's one of her pulling down her jogging pants to her pubic line, like, look, I have a pubic line. And she says, been spending quality time in the gym. And then some asshole named Mel to Nass says, fire, 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 hands up, hands up, hands up. Best picture, getting close to promised land. Getting close? Who stacks that on someone's workout picture?
There's one shot of her on January 3rd, I should say. It's just her looking blankly into the camera, just like the most vacant eyed she'd ever looked.
Ready for the new year.
Oh, but not to be confused with the montage of her with Lisa Hochstein.
2021, you were good to me.
Sitting in a hot tub. Golden hour at Pretty Little Thing.
Like,
I can't.
It's all the same, like, generic photo with, like, an even more generic, lazy-ass caption. I'm going to choose one more random one. Let's see. Okay, I'm going through the grid right now, and let's see. There's one of her by a different pool. Here's one. Her in her closet.
Take the risk or lose the chance.
Wow. That's Gorga levels of depth.
I know. That was a big one for her.
My last one is her standing in a bikini, and it says, I've been spending time in the gym. WBU?
The philosophical ponderings of Larsa Pippen.
Wow. Okay. So
almost back... like Frank Ocean.
Frank
I've been
Ocean.
Thinking about you. He has a song. I've been thinking about you. Whatever. So Larsa is basically accusing Julia of being like saying that Julia is anti-Larsa because of Adriana. And Julia's like,
no, my thing with you is really my thing with you. And what touched me personally was this thing about wedlock.
I could not. And Lars is like, but all the stuff with Adriana, like all the stuff that Adriana said about my friend's husband didn't touch you. And like, you weren't affected by that, right? You're biased. So stay in your lane. You're biased.
Larsa, so you're saying that Julia should be as upset that Adriana claims to have seen Kanye West's penis as she's upset that you saying that she's basically an unmoral and unfit mother because she had a baby out of wedlock, that they're supposed to be on the same tier.
Yes. You're calling her an immoral, like, yeah. Who cares? Okay. So biased. You're biased. And Julia's like, let us not point fingers, Larsa. She's like,
biased. I mean, you're biased. God damn. Everyone says something, okay? You have 2 kids. I have 4. Like, I'm trying to grow my business on the ground. Like, trying to do what I can for myself. I don't know if you might have seen my most recent post that says, going to the gym a lot. WBU?
And she goes, I'm not going to cry because you guys are really fucking annoying. And Adrian goes, okay, well, you hit below the belt when you're upset and crocodile tears are not going to solve anything. And she goes, Adriana, immediately stops crying. Adriana, we're done. We're done. Okay, I feel sorry for you, homeless bipolar person who has a crocodile coming for them, apparently.
I feel sorry for you. Why? Because you're better than me? She goes, oh my god, if you really feel that, I feel bad. I feel bad. Oh, now you feel bad. Of course, you should feel bad because you said horrible things. And first of all, I've been to 55 countries. I speak 5 languages. I have a graduate degree, and I'm going to Harvard.
I'm going to Harvard to see what it looks like, and then I'm coming back, okay? And she's like, and I don't believe that you're better than me just because you have more Instagram followers. And Larsa goes, do I make anyone at this table feel like I'm superior? And remember, if you say yes, I'm not going to get you a dress. Okay? And everyone's like, no, I don't feel like, you know, you're superior or whatever, which is a lie because Larsa totally thinks she's the shit because she knew Kim Kardashian at one moment of her life.
Yes. And Adriana's like, no, you just walk around like you have a stick up your fat ass. And Alexi's like, okay, now we're there. Okay, look, I don't know what's going on with Adriana. She's going too far. Is she mad that Larsa has a big ass? Like, is she mad that she has big tits? No, big tots? I don't know.
big tots?
I don't know.
So Larsa's like, well, maybe if you walked like that, you'd be more approachable. We're done.
Maybe if you walked more like you had a stick up your ass, you'd be more approachable. Like, Larsa is too stupid. So Alexia's like,
she is literally so stupid that she doesn't understand that metaphor.
Alexia is telling us, like, she's looking behind her shoulders in the diary room and she's like, oh my god, is Adriana here? Because she'll come for me. Oh yeah, she'll be like, did you talk about me? I mean, not that I'm scared of her because she's like 5 feet tall, but still.
So Lisa's saying, like, so you're saying she's being nasty, but you're saying the big ass thing, that's unfair. Can I get a little bit more food here? I am starving, guys. Like, Lisa, you have literally not eaten anything since the caviar.
You know what the thing is? She's a very jealous person, and she sees that I'm happy. Like, I'm happy with my car. I'm happy with my big house. I'm happy with my, like, beautiful children. And, like, their cars and their houses, which are also, like, kind of mine, too, because I'm their mom. And I have, like, a career. So, like, she hates me.
She's just, like, jealous because I always have the best captions on my content. Like, sending love and light.
She probably doesn't even know what WB means, what WBU means.
So, Adriana's like, I am the happiest I am now. I am. She's like, and Larsa goes, I am here. You are here. Okay, just to prove that I'm not above you, I am here. Above and you are below.
Oh my god, I cannot believe she whipped out the Kelly Ben Simone.
I know.
So funny. Oh, here you go. You know what? You were gone for 10 years. All I saw about you for 10 years was negative stories on the press that I have now clipped into my closet, onto the walls of my closet. Okay. And Lars is like, yeah, well, you never even made the press. Never heard of you. Sorry. She's like mad that in 10 years she's had no growth. I had growth.
Oh, well, no, you're hanging out with, like, Malik, 23-year-old, who's, like, married with a kid at home. How about that? And Alexia's like, okay, oh, well, you know, Peter's, okay, you know what? Like, you're both very accomplished women, and at the end of the day, you're super accomplished, whether you're in the press or not. And honestly, we should be talking about drug dealers we dated in the 80s, okay? So I'll start. I dated a drug dealer in the 80s. Okay, who's next?
I like that Lara says that she's grown because she's been in the press.
I know, yeah.
Well, she just called me a nobody. That's not respectful. And Lars is like, I mean, I'm sorry you feel that way. I really am. And Julia, if you ever call me, I'll call you back.
At some point, or I'll have just like my person speak to you. I don't know.
Adriana's like, well, I have called you and you didn't call me back. She goes, that's not true. Adriana, never. Okay, I didn't come here to argue. Honestly, I came here to tell you I'm so excited about your wedding, Alexia.
I didn't even know that you'd call me. Sorry, I don't accept calls from payphones.
I saw an incoming call from Cricket Wireless. Was that you?
So she's like, Alexia, like, I'm like so excited for your wedding. And like, literally, only I literally came with like positive energy. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, now the breakfast is ruined. Breakfast is ruined. It's like, hi, Adriana. The side.
And Larissa says, nuh-uh, breakfast is great. Well, you ruined my breakfast then. Cheers, everybody. Hey, everybody. Let's cheers.
Oh, and Alexia's like, I just want this to be over already. And so then they cheers. And they get through their breakfast, because that's all we see. So then,
yeah, and then we just get Marisol in her diary room going, I mean, it could have been better. Do you need a nap? What is wrong with you?
I know what's going on. So now we see Nicole at home, and she's like, I love a good bachelorette party, but my job, it's just more important because I take care of patients, even if they're malicious, and I have people's lives in my hands, okay, which is innately very stressful and not malicious.
I'm a doctor, a mother, I'm a partner, and I've managed to do it all because I have really good time management skills. It's like, are you just joining the show? Why are we getting this?
Yeah, why are we? I know. I was like, thanks for the introduction. She's like, my name's Nicole. I live in Miami. I have a boyfriend for many years named Anthony. It's like, Nicole, we're in the season finale.
You know what I don't care about? Marriage. It's like, okay. Someone update Nicole. Bring her up to speed.
It's malicious. Here.
And then we get the most Gertie scene ever. Anita, hello, it's me, Gertie, on the phone. Okay, love that you pick up on the first ring. You are a badass. Go to the warehouse. Gary's coming. Okay, sit down. Are you sitting right now? Are you sitting? I can feel you sitting. You badass woman sitting down right now on the phone with me. Listen, what chairs do you have? I want better chairs. Okay, that's what I said. Do it. No. Hi. No.
And then that's like literally the entire scene. And then we go over to Julia and Martina, and Julia is like, she's like wearing like, well, she's they're having like a little date moment, and there's just like chickens and goats and everything, and Martina's like, honey, where are you? And then she like Martina like pops a cork. She's like, oh Jesus, I feel like a really stuffy graph that loud and annoying and got it all wrong.
Do you like my sexy dress, Martina?
She's like, what's not to like? Somehow I think we'll be okay without the girls.
Last night was so fun. I danced with little burlesque dancer guy.
I'm like, stripper. It's a stripper. No, he was not a burlesque dancer guy, Julia.
Stop just upgrading everybody in life. Okay? So Julia is talking about the goat. She's like, look how cute he is. And Martina's like,
I don't know if I'm looking at the goat or the boobs right now, because those are some boobs.
And basically they're about to move into their new house, and the animals can't, like the goat can't come to the house. The goat's not allowed. I guess the zoning is no goats in houses in that neighborhood. Julia's like,
but I want goat in the house. Can I have goat in house, please?
And
she's like, I can't live without animals. Goat in house.
And Martina's like, oh, well, listen, I love animals, not all the animals in the very expensive mansion I am buying with my money.
Well, woohoo, we're moving to the new house. Anyway, what's for dinner? Is it too soon to say goat? Because that's basically what we're gonna have for dinner.
I also liked I love the way Martina just sort of like shuts down Julia when she's like, Julia's trying to have like a moment of like trying to have like a trying to like be emotional, because she's like,
I am not coping well with girls leaving to non-goat country.
And Martina's like, time to do some research then. Time to do some research. Which I'm assuming meant like, go find a therapist or something.
Oh, or, no.
I don't know. I wasn't sure.
Oh my gosh. Like, just please get on the internet and stop thinking about things. Stop being emotional. Stop it.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial. So then Todd and Alexia are having a drink in their kitchen, and Alexia's like, Todd's like, can you reach the glasses, huh? Can you reach them? She's like, yes, I can reach them. And they're all the way at the very top shelf. And she's like, you're very lucky you have a tall wife.
And he goes, yeah, well, you're still a fiance for a few more hours, because it's 2 days before the wedding. So Alexia is, you know, she's like sad because her mom is in the hospital and everything. And so then Frankie and Peter show up. It's like a family dinner, pre-wedding family dinner. And the real takeaway here is that we meet Todd's mom, Inya, who I'm like, why have we waited to this episode to meet Inya? Because Inya is so like Staten Island mom. She shows up. She's like, we have arrived. She's basically Dolores. Here we are. I'm in your face.
The original Inya here to celebrate your wedding.
So they all gather around the table, and apparently this building has some sort of like on-site kitchen where they can cook for families or residents or whatever, and Todd's making stupid small talk where he's like, that's the problem with this building. Their food is so good that sometimes you don't want to leave and go out for dinner. Hey, everyone. I'm not buying a condo here, Todd. Come on, Mom, think about it.
And Alexia is talking about her mom and how this is terrible, and everybody's like trying to have a fun night before party, but it's really sad. And the mom's like, cheers to the original Enya. Ha, ha.
The original Enya. Ha, ha. I love how you've like branded her the original Enya. Like a burger place. Got the original in ya for a limited time only before I have to go back to Staten Island.
Cheers. I am sad when you're sad, and she's sad, and they're sad.
Brigadoon. Doesn't have anything to do with anything, but the original in ya does what she wants.
In ya, the original choice for Brigadoon.
You know what? Before there was Enya, there was Inya, okay? Because I wrote that shit. Sail away, sail away, sail away. It was written about my ass. Get the fuck out of here. Sail away.
I would say that every time I got on the ferry. Sail away, sail away, sail away. Ha ha.
I actually got banned from the Staten Island ferry for 1 year, which is a shame because of the year that they shot Working Girl.
Oh, God, I missed the Staten Island ferry. God, we had some good old days.
Of course, back then, the song went like this. Motor away, motor away. It didn't really have the same ring.
Next ferry in the morning. Away and away and away. Ha ha.
Get groped on the ferry away. Get groped on the ferry away. Get groped on the ferry away. Needs
so
work.
Let's go to Lisa and Lenny in the wine room, which Lisa has apparently never even been
never
into.
Never been to, ever. Doesn't She's, understand how it works.
She doesn't. She's like, I like K-Moose. I like K-Moose. Let's get that one. Can I reach it? Do I need a can opener?
Thank God we installed the dry cleaner rig in here, too, to get the wine bottles. So so the door in the wine cellar is like automated, like a supermarket. And but the motion sensor is all the way to the left. And Lisa's just like flapping her arms to the right. To some place, and Lenny's like, it's over here. She's just like,
Lenny's like, where are the kids? They're out. They're in bed. What do you think? They're starting school Monday. What do you think? They're out partying, doing lines.
I'm sorry. She's Enya now. Lisa's now know. Enya.
She's the original. She's the non-original the Enya. So she's like, well, you know, she's Listen, the kids start school on Monday, both of them. And he goes, really? He's like, well, I think that Ella's going to love school. Her name's Ella, right? Is her name Ella? My daughter?
Yeah. He has zero understanding of what I do. I mean, I manage the med spa. I manage the home. It's like a business. Like, he doesn't even know school's starting.
Okay. Why are they treating this like the first episode? I get that you, like, circle back, but...
And Lisa goes, well, as long as he doesn't forget my birthday. And Lenny's like, like, he's like, whatever. So then they like climb into bed, and then they have this big, big old dumb dog named Jax. And I was like, that's appropriate that this dog is named Jax. In fact, the dog doesn't look dumb. It's just that once we realize that the dog is named Jax, we realize how dumb the dog, like the dog is like automatically dumb because it's named Jax, right?
And Lenny starts his old, wow, you know what I'd love? Another Hochstein. That's what I'd love. Just one more Hochstein for the world. And she's like, what? Me having more kids? I don't know, Lenny.
Yeah, like, Lenny, way to do the season premiere storyline and the season finale, okay? Got to work on your timing. So, yeah, she's like, she's saying how she doesn't want to have another kid. You know, she definitely, and you know, he's like, but don't you want to hear the sound of more footsteps running around in this household? She's like, well, what about your mom? Can we take her shoes off and have her running around? What about that?
So then we go to Larsa at home, and she's hanging out with her sister. Her sister's name is not Larsa, just
Arabella.
Yeah. And she's like, kids, are you packed? Sophia, why don't you go maybe pack so I can cry about my original storyline, about feeling sad about Scotty, even after I confessed to cheating on him on accident 2 episodes ago.
She doesn't even tell Sophia to go away until it's already become very strange. Because she's like, she and her sister have a you're making me cry off, you know, where they're talking about like packing and everything. And Larsa's like, so much is happening right now. The divorce. I'm just waiting for the documents so I can docu-sign the divorce. And our family will be destroyed. Did you hear that, Sophia? Oh my God, I can't believe I'm crying. I didn't want to cry today. You're making me cry.
No, but you're like going to make me cry because you like have so many roots. No, but like you're going to make me cry. Uh-uh. You're making me cry.
Sophia's like, this is awkward. Can I go do literally anything? I will literally do chores right now. Can I do the dishes?
So she leaves and Larsa goes, it's like a lot of pressure and a lot of unknown like.
This has been our home like for almost 20 years. Little Scotty took his first steps in the family room. Sophia chipped her tooth on the front stairs. I took a photo right over there that said, it's today. My God, there's so much history in this house and now it's over.
Is it morning where you are? Wink. So like
Biden or Trump.
Just her.
Wind is gross, right? So she's like, sorry, go ahead.
No, she's like, I have 3 weeks to pack up the house.
Yeah.
As if she's gonna be doing it herself.
I feel like pressure, like pressure. It's like such a weight. Like I just couldn't like part ways with this house. Like I don't know how people get divorced and just like move.
And she's like, oh God, now it's time for me to check my email to see if the divorce papers come in.
So the DocuSign has come in, and so she's checking. She's like, oh God, Scotty's already signed it. And Scotty has like been like, I signed it like 10 years ago. Let's be honest. Okay. You're making me seem like I'm the one holding out. You know, I've been waiting forever to offload this stupid house.
Yeah.
So she's saying,
I'm just having all these mixed emotions. I've had a partner in my whole adult life. This is the first time in my life I'm not going to have someone to lean on. I can't believe this.
As she's talking about like the disillusion, the sadness of this lifetime of memories in this house, this family that's falling apart, the sadness, the emotions, everything. And then on the screen, the DocuSign goes, you're all done. Just so cheery. Congratulations. Like your marriage is over.
The iPhone celebration thing that you press where just like confetti goes all over the screen.
It was just so happy with an exclamation point. Like, congratulations. Everything of the past 20 years is now in the past.
But you're making me cry. But you're making me cry. Like, I feel like this is like the end of one chapter and the beginning of like another chapter. And we're going to like
Books are hard.
But I forgot my bookmark, so I'm really not sure which chapter I'm on.
So then let's see. Mary Saul is like, Tupac, move off the blanket. It's her maze.
Her little dog in an LV outfit on her maze blanket.
Yeah, and someone on Twitter, I love Twitter for this, someone on Twitter flagged Marisol's Hermes clutch or whatever for being a fake because it hangs too low on her body and a real Hermes is like up closer to like the breastplate or whatever and hers was down by the hip bone. So there you go. Maybe Tupac didn't mind stepping on that because Tupac knew it was a fake blanket too.
So Nicole calls her and she's like, listen, I know we didn't start off on the right foot, but this is about Alexia. Is she okay? And Marisol's like, well, I'm just trying to leave her alone, you know, so I'm not like really calling her or texting her. And Nicole's like, oh, I just texted with her. I was like, ooh, wow. Way to throw down the gauntlet.
Yeah. And this is when the episode starts to turn super sad. And basically her mom was discharged from the hospital into hospice care. And, you know, they all start getting, you know, they feel terrible as, I mean, it's so sad, hospice care. And so they feel bad. And Nicole wants to gather everyone because this is the day before the wedding at this point, this scene. So Nicole wants to gather everyone together to kind of like, sort of like be unified for Alexia at her house.
Right. So the big finale was supposed to be Alexia's wedding, but unfortunately it can't because her mom passes away, you know? So now they just keep the episode going and the episode goes like another half an hour, I think, or something like that. And it's so, so sad. It's just the mom passing away and then Alexia crying and then all the ladies crying and then Gertie, I keep calling her Gertie just because I know her name is Gertie. Okay. I'm reading my own stupid notes, but, you know, it's sad because of her family pass. I mean, yeah. It's just and we see so Gertie, depressing.
We see Gertie getting it's very sad. And we see Gertie getting the text that the mom dies. And like, we see like the raw emotion on Gertie. And then, so they gather, the women gather at Nicole's house. Of course, Kiki, no one lets Kiki in the front door. Like, that's so Kiki. Of course, this is how Kiki's season ends. Her arc is that, once again, I don't know how many times she has not been let through the front door, but it just feels very Kiki. Like, just like, hello.
She's stealing Lisa's storyline because that's Lisa. That's true. She can never get into a door, right? So Lisa shows up and she's in like a lime green, like a neon lime green dress and everyone else is in black. And she's like, I hate getting wet. Oh my God. Should I have worn black? Oh my God. I'm an asshole. I'm in green.
How did she, like everyone's in black. Everyone, I mean, like, and she comes, like, it's not just like she's Owen, some muted army green or whatever, or like she's in like the brightest green dress you've ever seen in your life. Like, just the most greenest green, like the green that you see in Photoshop where you think, why do they offer me this green to use in this Photoshop? No one ever uses this green. It's
like highlighter green. And she's like, oh my God, everyone's in black. I didn't get the memo. Marisol's like, oh my God, you really need a memo for this?
Oh. I think she does need a memo. By the way, Marisol's also, I thought was, she was wearing black too, but, well, she was wearing black, but she was wearing, it looked like a logo. I thought maybe it was Valentino. It had like VLNT or something like that. And I was like, girl, why are you like brandishing a logo at this? Like, that also made me give a little, you know?
So Gertie sees Lisa and she goes, oh, hello, green. She goes, oh my God, it is weird. I should have worn black. I feel like such an asshole.
Because you know Lisa, this is like her worst nightmare, being dressed improperly. You know, she spends 2 hours getting ready for any, like going to CVS, right? So like to be wearing the wrong thing at a memorial experience, it's just killing her.
So Larsa also shows up, very Larsa. Lisa goes, oh my God, hi babe, how's the move going? She goes, oh my God, I feel like I've been like packing like all day. Hi, someone's mom just died. Can we not talk about how difficult your fucking life is, Larsa?
Especially when you know that she's not doing any of it herself.
Yes. So then there's Alexia posted on Instagram about her mom. And yeah. Alexia reads it to us, like, sobbing, you know, just super sad.
Yeah. And then the women, now it's nighttime, the women all have, like, lanterns. And they all are, like, casting the lanterns into the pool and sort of, like, making, you know, wishes or just sharing sentiments. And it's, like, very emotional because many of these women have experienced, you know, very painful loss in their lives. So it was a very lovely emotional moment. And Adriana winds up leading the group in a prayer where she's just like, you know, may they watch over them. Or it's one of those very nice, lovely prayer. And at the end of the prayer, Larsa goes, so you're going to apologize, Adriana? She's like, yeah, I apologize. I was like, oh.
So then it's the funeral day. And so Lisa is at home and now she's got two of her gays dressing her. And yeah. She's like, okay, is this right? Okay, look, it's a funeral. So you have to look conservative, okay? You have to dress conservatively to a funeral. And then it's like, just 5 seconds ago, Lisa dressed in lime green. And she tells us, it wasn't a funeral. That wasn't. Come on.
So then we go to the cemetery where the women are gathering. And I was also like, wow, these women are gorgeous, by the way. I feel like just seeing them all together, I'm like, it's insane how gorgeous this cast is. So they're all gathering. And this is also the cemetery where Elsa was buried. And also Herman. Is it Herman or Hernan? I forget. Herman. So they're all there. And then meanwhile, Alexia and Todd and Frankie are driving to the funeral. And Alexia wanted Todd to find some plastic champagne glasses for it. And she's like, oh, did you go to Party City? He's like, no, I went to Target and to Publix. And she's like, well, for party things, you got to buy at Party City. Just like you fucking idiot. Yeah,
she's like, but the champagne glasses were important to my mother. And he's like, come on, babe. And she's like, well, if you went to the right place, you would have gotten the right glasses. You know, she's like, obviously just stressing out. So she's like, I'm sorry, I'm freaking out, I'm sorry.
Yes, it's obviously like a stress out, like, you know, in the thick of so many emotions fight, but I love the form of it was shaming Todd for not going to Party City. I love that that's how it came out.
Yeah, the ever classy Party City. She's like, Publix instead of Party City? I mean, come on, dog.
I just want her to be like the new spokesperson for Party City, where at the end of the commercial, she goes, for party things, go to Party City.
Duh. So she is like, I want to tell you something, but I don't want to say this at the service, but let me tell you about my mom. She was a cougar when nobody was a cougar. She never gave a shit what people thought.
She should have said that at the funeral, for crying out loud. Why not?
Yeah.
So it's, you know, so then we go, like, now it's after the funeral and the women are back sort of at this fence area, and Alexia comes by with Todd and she hugs everyone. And then she has a really long hug with Marisol. And it was very beautiful and very sad all at the same time.
All right. So let's get to the end. I can't talk about sad.
Well, it is. Anymore. Yeah. Well, we've arrived.
Good. Here we are. So Alexia followed her mom's advice to marry a gringo in St. Bart's. And then we see pictures that they finally got married. And it says, unfortunately, dun, 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 the happiness was short-lived.
Of course.
That's Alexia. Peter was charged with battery.
Battery misdemeanor. And I was hoping that, like, for every update, it would say, unfortunately, it was short-lived. And it's like Peter ruins everyone's update. You know?
Unfortunately, oh well, you know, Peter did something shitty.
And then we have Gertie. We see her talking on like a cell phone or something. And she's giving this really weird inspirational advice. She goes, I'm not on a highway, I'm in a tunnel. And build your own tunnel because you will never be able to compare yourself to anybody. I'm like, wait, what? isn't tunnel vision bad? No, I'm not on a wide open highway. Okay, life is not a highway. Life should be a tunnel. And you should have your own tunnel, because you'll never be able to have a better tunnel than anyone else unless you believe in your own tunnel.
Like, you know what I tell myself every time I don't feel happy? I say, go towards the light, Gertie. Go towards the light. That's my inspiration to you.
And even though the wedding Gertie planned didn't happen, she did Gertify her way onto Vogue's list of best wedding planners. Unfortunately, Peter went and attacked Anna Wintour afterwards. They retracted the article. Oh, well, you know Peter. He's passionate.
And then we say, we see Nicole playing tennis with Anthony. And she's like, but honey, I don't want to move out of this house. And he goes, but it would be financially irresponsible if we got a good offer on this house and we didn't take it.
Yeah. Even though the $40 million offer fell through on their home, Anthony came through with one offer Nicole always claimed she didn't need, a wedding proposal and a 10-carat ring, and their home was featured in an Architectural Digest. Unfortunately, Peter burned down the home the next day.
Yeah, Peter crashed into it with his car, turning it into a fiery inferno. So then Lisa watches her kids run around, and she's like, oh my God, they're so cute, it makes me want another. But, like, I don't know if I want that. Like, I don't even know what I want for dinner tonight, but I do know this. I'm hungry. Unfortunately, Peter firebombed her kitchen.
Lisa spent the next night ordering in from Panda Express, but unfortunately, Peter ran over the delivery guy just as he was about to ring the doorbell.
And Larsa, I'm single and ready to mingle. It's time to reflect. Like, I'm not going to, like, celebrate divorce. That's dumb. But I need to focus on growth.
She literally said that. Larsa and Scotty are making bi-coastal co-parenting work after a long search to find the right home. Larsa finally closed on the perfect penthouse in Miami. And even though she sold her house for $10 million, her feet are the real moneymakers. Unfortunately, Peter accidentally chopped them off with an axe.
So Julia's like, as sad as I am, I'm empty nester, and I've decided to embrace a new chapter and see what's coming next. Let me look. There's gum. There's lipstick. Eggs! There is eggs in the purse!
Julia and Martina finally moved into their home in Miami Beach, and they bought a new farmhouse. And for the first time, Julia and Martina, it's just them. And she also got to visit her kids in Paris.
Unfortunately, Peter shot the goat.
And threw one of Larsa Pippen's amputated feet at it right beforehand. It's a very strange crime.
Oh my gosh.
So then Mary Soul's like, oh yeah, like we're forever. I don't think anything could break this friend group apart. God forbid. Is there any wood around here? I need to knock on wood. And sure enough, they hand her a wood prop like a wood plank for her to knock on. Ends the season like she began it, with prop comedy.
Wait, is it too late for me to make a joke about how I love putting my hand on wood? You guys already turned off the camera? Oh, God, that was my gay icon moment.
Need to knock on wood? Oh, God, don't ask Steve for wood. That really stresses him out. Huh, Steve?
But my favorite part was when the credits were done, it faded to black, and then it came back, and it was the original India saying, I'll see you next season. And then a little circle closed in on her face. I was like, wow, I love that teaser.
Original Inya.
The original Inya.
Then immediately, well, Kardashians preview. All right, everybody. Well, that brings us to the end of the regular season, at least, for Real Housewives of Miami.
Triumphant. I loved it. So glad it's back. Excited for the reunion. Only a two-parter starting next week. In the meantime, come see us live Minnesota and in St. Paul and also in Milwaukee later this week. Go to watchcrappins.com. And, of course, get your Crappins merch at crappinsmerch.com. Okay, so we'll see you on the road, everyone. Bye. Bye.
Watch What Crappins would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClelland.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches.
bitches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Kristen the Ruby Rubano.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters. No one makes us feel well like Megan Capsewell.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.